ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Dear Beck.
Dear Beck.
Dear Beck.
Help. Can you help me, Beck?
Dear Beck. I feel like my teenager hates
me. Oh my God. Teenagers.
It's like I don't even know him anymore.
I just feel completely useless.
Off the rails.
I really don't know what to do.
Help, Beck.
Oh my gosh, Beck, help.
Mobile phones. So useful, so addictive. If you've got a teenager, chances are they have a mobile phone which seems permanently glued to their hand. But what do you do if they don't see their near constant phone use as an issue? Hi, I'm Beck Sparrow, and in these mini Dear Beck episodes, I untangle those messy teenage questions that as parents of teens, we're all dealing with. Like this mum who's worried her daughter is obsessed with her phone.
Dear Beck, I'm so worried that my daughter is addicted to her phone. She has a good group of friends, she plays lots of sport, she has a part-time job, and she has been getting good grades all the way up to the end of year 10. I believe that she's capable of achieving better grades, and part of the problem with application is that she is really, really distracted. Everything seems to be revolving around the phone. So my position is, let's be with the people that we're with. But because their phones are used for photographing and for sharing things, it really pulls them away from the group that they're with. We're arguing all the time. I just want her to see that her phone is actually a part of the problem.
Teens and their phones! But you know what? I don't really want to blame teens for this issue. This is an everybody issue. Every single person who has a phone, I would say, is spending too much time on their phone. And the tech behind them has been designed to be highly addictive and compelling. And our phones can make all the other activities in our lives seem really dull. I know what I meant to say, that phones are a part of our lives, that they are an important part of our teenagers' lives in terms of socialising, and yes, we have to put boundaries in place. Blah, blah, blah. You know, we have this generation of teens who are smoking less, and they're drinking less, and they're having less sex, and they're having fewer accidental injuries. That seems great, right? But that's because I think we have a generation of teenagers who have traded in living their lives for being in their bedrooms on devices. And meanwhile, what is on the increase? Anxiety, mental health issues, loneliness, self-harm, they are all increasing. And the problem is when our phone use is excessive. What's excessive? Here's the thing. For teenagers up to 17, the recommended screen time is 2 hours a day, excluding what they're doing on screens at school. But you know what? It is around 7 or 8 hours a day that these kids are either gaming, on YouTube, on social media. So what are the warning signs that your tween or teen is on their phone too much? Signs might include things like struggling with emotional regulation, sleep loss, or pulling away from their friends or hobbies that they used to enjoy. So what can we do as parents? First of all, we really want to work out how our teens are using their phone. So for this mum and her daughter, is the daughter chatting and messaging with friends and arranging catch-ups, or is she just mindlessly scrolling and consuming content which may or may not be harmful for her? Talk about the impact on mental health with your kids. I really do believe that knowledge is power. Kids do not like to feel that they're being manipulated. And once they learn the strategies that tech are using to convince them to keep scrolling, they are more likely to try to push back against that. So this mum specifically said that she's worried about her daughter's grades at school. She thinks that her daughter's phone use is making her daughter super distracted. And look, this is a conversation you've got to have. I wouldn't necessarily say that you confiscate a phone, but I definitely think you sit down and look at putting stricter boundaries in place about when and for how long our teenagers are going to be able to access their phone. And it goes without saying, please, no phones in bedrooms overnight. No arguments on that one. Our kids' sleep is being so badly impacted and a lack of sleep unravels you. So that one, that's a no-brainer. In my household, we have a lockable tech box, which is useful that all the devices, including gaming devices, can go into that box at nighttime and it's locked up. Or maybe you just have rules about these are the zones in the house where we don't use tech, or maybe it's hours of the day that we don't use tech. I have a rule in my household that when we're in the car and I'm driving, you are not on devices. I think that's so antisocial when I see a parent driving kids around and the kids are just on their phones in the back. That doesn't happen in my car. I won't have it. We're all listening to something, a podcast or the radio together, or I don't care, you can look out the window and be bored, but that's the rule in our house. Let's encourage our kids to do activities with their friends in real life. I have followed social worker Dr. Brené Brown's lead. She created a hang up to hang out basket, and I did exactly the same. So when my daughter was 12, 13, 14, I had a basket on my kitchen bench, and the girls had to put their phones into that basket for the duration of the party or the sleepover. Now, they could access their phones at any time. I had no problem with that, but they had to access them in my kitchen. Because what I know is that just one kid on a phone at a party or a sleepover can derail the whole experience. And they have a better time. They actually hang out and talk to each other. I didn't want to go downstairs and see a group of girls all staring at their phones, looking at their own content. When the girls came in, and I think my daughter was worried about how's this going to go down, one of them was like, okay, okay, Ava's mum. But they went with it. Because also I think secretly there's a bit of a relief when they're all together and none of them have phones and they could just chat and be stupid. And you know what? As soon as I told the other parents I was doing that, they all got on board. Highly recommend hang up to hang out basket. Do it. Now, you're listening to me and you're thinking, yes, I want Rebecca Sparrow to answer my teen parenting dilemma. Who can blame you? If you have got a burning question or you're struggling with an issue with your teen, email me at teens@abc.net.au and follow Parental as Anything Teens on the ABC Listen app.